We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Wildin' Out. You could take your headphones off, guys. You could take your headphones. Take the headphones off. I'm sorry. Like, we should have told you that.
We're like,
no headphones.
Yeah,
no.
Like, what kind of music
sorry,
is that?
Sorry, y'all. It's our first day.
But yeah. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Wildin' Out, and we have B. Simone and Justina Valentine.
Hey.
We are this morning.
Yes.
And we're asking 800-585-1051, can men show weakness? Can they show vulnerability?
Yes.
Can they be... open and free with their feelings without looking like a sucker.
Sometimes.
Yes. We can, but is it worth it?
It's probably not.
It is worth it if you do it the right way.
Talk to us.
You can't do it on... First of all, the internet is never going to be a place where hundreds and thousands of people aren't going to attack somebody and have opinions.
That's true.
Right.
So at the end of the day, if I'm putting something on the internet, I have to know that that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to be fine with it. But I know one thing for sure and two things for certain. My man better let me bust it open on Drake or whomever. Like, and he better not say nothing
Drake,
about my outfit.
You said, forget Usher. I want Drake.
I mean,
my man better let me bust it open on Future.
Yeah, like,
why? Why do y'all think a man should just be okay with that? I love you. You're my woman. If I've committed to you in that way, like say we're married, or you know, we got children together, why can't my feelings be hurt if I see you busting it open on anybody?
I think it can be if she's not like in the entertainment space. But again, Kiki is an entertainer. She has eyes on her. This is why Usher picked her out of the crowd to dance with her, because she is who she is. So that's why I think she gets a free pass for that.
She has a man though too. She has a baby father that she's in a relationship with.
She didn't bang him. She just like.
But y'all do know that it's all entertainment thing is not a valid excuse.
And guess what?
Like, well, then I need a new one.
You know, we in this industry, we used to take our we were told not to wear our wedding rings and act like we weren't married back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, right. Yeah.
Don't you think that wouldn't hurt a wife's feelings?
Or whatever you agree to with your partner. If he really was upset about that, that's something you should know about your partner before you get in front of Usher.
That's true.
But I want to take it out of the Usher and Kiki thing. I just want to say, man, we got so many men in therapy, so many men doing the work. But men always get so much flack for not expressing their emotions, not expressing their feelings. But when they do, they get called insecure and suckers and punks. And, you know, he's not on her level. He's jealous of her success. Mm-hmm. How about some men are just in love and trying to figure it out?
Yeah, but they'd be jealous, though, too. Especially like, no, I'm just saying, like, it could be a little bit of both. It could be a little bit of jealousness and a little bit because you love her.
And I want my man to be a little jealous of me.
Yeah.
I'm in love with my feelings hurt because you busting it open on somebody else.
See, but the thing is, if you guys had men and you broke up with your man and you put on Instagram or social media, I broke up with my man, I'm not feeling good, it's not right, y'all wouldn't get hateful comments. You would get a lot of people supporting
us. That's true.
It's all good.
It's going to be okay,
girl.
It's
going to be okay to get through it. Yeah. Now, if me and Charlamagne put on there, I just broke up with my girl, they'd be like, man up. You better go to a club.
Quiet if you do that. Yeah.
And we know it's double standards for everything, but when women express their emotions and feelings, we're told we should listen, regardless of where they express them.
Yeah.
But when men do it, we suckers and we insecure. That's not right, man.
That's not
and y'all going to make it to where men aren't going to want to express their emotions publicly. And that's dangerous because men expressing themselves publicly is how other men will learn how to publicly express their emotions.
Well, even look my situation in my book. I wrote a book about me and my wife's relationship. We've been together 29 years, 30 years. And I talked about, and early on, I couldn't make her orgasm. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. We were 16 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
There were memes. They made fun of me, but it was me expressing how I was. Mm-hmm. Now, if I was a very sensitive person, which I am, I would be like, when I write the next one, I'd be like, I ain't putting nothing else out there because me trying to express myself opened the door because there was so many men that hit me on the DM that felt the same way and went through the same thing, but they were scared to say it. What?
He's trying to get sympathy right now. Nobody shamed him because he expressed his feelings and emotions. We shamed him because he ain't know how to work the middle.
Yeah.
That's why we were shaming him.
It's the same shame.
Well, it's a lot of guys who probably don't know how to work
it. For 10 years.
At 16.
That's what we were shaming you for.
But if you don't know, you can't fix it. You didn't know, right?
Exactly. It was 16 when I was
16. She was at least faking it.
Huh?
She was at least faking
it,
right?
That's how it came out.
Yeah.
So it was 16, but I used to watch porn, so I thought sex was bang, 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 done.
For sure.
But you had to learn. There was nobody to tell me or teach me. So, yes, I did it so people could learn and have those conversations. And you made fun of me.
Everybody read that book and was like, I've been making women orgasm. Okay, you the one that ain't doing your job.
See? Making fun of me.
Well, God bless your wife.
Orgasm this year. So you ain't the only one that ain't doing nothing in the bedroom. Ooh. I'm 33 and had my first orgasm this year.
Yeah, that's crazy, B. Like,
but you weren't having sex with one person for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on now.
She was having an orgasm with my mouth, not with my penis. That's the thing.
Oh, that's it.
I was going to say, she really loved you, though, because she stood by your side with no orgasms from sex and wanted to make you feel good like she was. So she, you know.
But that's the problem, too, really ladies. You got to speak up.
True. Like, she's a real rider.
Ladies,
you
got to speak up. It's not the man's fault if he don't know. If you ain't telling him nothing.
It's not about me.
He keep telling this lie about how he was making her do it with his mouth.
I did.
She was peeing on you, bro. She was peeing all in your face.
Oh, yes.
Because they clown you. Therapy and says he's evolved and changed. And the first thing he did, call me a sick.
I am not clown. I love the fact that you express your feelings.
No, you don't.
This has nothing to do with
you
expressing
your feelings. And
that's
the reason why.
Men
make fun
of other
men. He talks all aspects. You did not make your woman orgasm for 10 years. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about you expressing your feelings.
That's you did.
No, I'm not.
That's me expressing my feelings.
Not once have I said you wrong for expressing your feelings. I'm saying you wrong for not making her orgasm for 10 years.
So wait,
the difference.
The first time she actually really orgasmed was she like, oh my gosh, babe, I've been lying for a decade. Like, did she bug out? Like, what was that like?
10 years a lot.
Right.
Justine?
It's in the book.
Let me read the book.
It's in the book.
Okay, period.
The moral of the story is we got to stop shaming men for expressing themselves.
After you just shame me.
No, man.
The moral of the story.
We made so much toxic behavior public, we have to make the positive healing behavior public too. And y'all gonna make it the way men feel like it's not worth it to express themselves because of how y'all react to it.
And guess what? More men step up. Like, there should be more men on the internet really supporting this brother in this time, if that's what y'all believe.
I do. We get shamed for that. Like, I don't care what outfit she wears.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of that. I care about, man, this man, if his feelings are hurt, he should be able to express
that.
Hey, what up, gentlemen, ladies?
What's up, brother? What's your thoughts, man?
That's just how this world is, man. They expect the man to shut up, be quiet, produce, don't have no feelings, don't show no hurt. I work in the criminal courts. Right now, there's a case. A brother was losing custody of his child. And let's just say right now he got to do 18 years in prison because nobody would listen to him. Mm. You know, nobody expects, oh, why as a man you want to see your child so much? You know,
and so what, he ended up causing doing violence to the young lady?
Exactly.
Lord.
You know, so there's no avenues for us. He was calling his friend every night crying.
Yeah.
But nobody else would listen to him.
No, I get it.
This man was in a lot of pain. Just wants you to shut up. Imagine seeing your woman on stage dressed like that.
I don't care about the outfit.
Something inappropriate. What's the man supposed to do? React after he told her don't come out dressed like that.
He told her?
Well, I don't know.
This is also Keke Palmer, very famous, very talented entertainer. She's not just, you know, someone who went out that night to go like get a freak on with guys. Like, she is who she is. I think we're forgetting that point. That's a very important point.
I don't think we're forgetting it at all. That's what he was expressing in that interview. He was saying how he always felt that he had the need to be perfect because she's Keke Palmer, and he felt that she would always be perfect because she's Keke
Palmer. So let me ask you a question. All the allowances that men are afforded who are famous, who are lit, are females not afforded those the same allowances? Because men that have, you know, a long list of options and are famous, I feel like they get away with a lot more than just a normal dude.
If they're in a relationship, they should. I don't think they should. See, the problem was I don't necessarily think the problem was what happened. I think it was this, the phone, right?
That's it.
When you think about it, men go to a strip club, they get lap dances. Nobody knows. Nobody sees. But now imagine your man, there's a video of your man getting a crazy lap dance in the strip club. Now the world
discharged
sees you feeling bad.
Ooh, snail trail.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Snail trail.
Yeah. When that fudge leaves a little line.
Okay. You'd be mad because you've been publicly embarrassed.
Correct.
Yes.
That's all it is.
So it's really not about, it's really, you don't want people to know. Because it's really, you want to do everything behind closed doors and you don't want the internet to know.
Yeah, I just think you shouldn't publicly embarrass your significant other. I think they go publicly.
But why is it not embarrassing if it's behind closed doors, but it's only embarrassing if people see it, if it's truly who you are?
But I think it's, what do you mean when you say behind closed doors?
Like you said, if there's no cameras out and you could do it.
Oh, but then y'all two can have a conversation.
Y'all can work it out. It's easy to work it out. It's like if you and your man get in an argument at home, it's different. But now if you're in public, it's a lot different because now people don't know what you're arguing about. It's pressing. Now you might feel a certain way. Things that you might have forgave him for at home, you might not forgive him for if it's in the public.
And that's what the young man was wrong for. The young man was wrong for... She was wrong for publicly embarrassing him with Usher. He was wrong for publicly embarrassing her on social media. They could have just had a conversation amongst each other at home and nobody would have been the wiser.
Well, let's take some more calls. 800-585-1051. Call in. Let us know what you think. It's The Breakfast Club.
And
good morning.
Be able to express their feelings.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. You know, it's the 20th anniversary, or the 20th season of Wildin' Out, and we have Justina Valentine and B. Simone
Hi,
here.
Hi, Izzard.
And if you're just joining us, we're talking about men being able to express their feelings.
Is it
and
worth
why
it?
When a man expresses his feeling, he's a sucker, he's
That's
a
right.
simp, he's a wimp. But when women do it, they get so much support. And I know you about to see something. You were about to say something, Justina.
I was going to say, did I not see the full clip? Because the clip I saw was not
she
that
wasn't
crazy.
Doing
That's what I'm saying. Like, if she had been bent over and Usher was
riding
just,
him,
you know,
drunk.
Pulling her hair and just like, you know, slamming her, I'd be like, okay, it was a little crazy. But the clip I saw was not crazy at all.
I will
all.
Say this, though. Like, as a man, what you just said is probably what he saw in his mind.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what translated to.
That's your wife, your girl, your baby mother. That's what you seen. You didn't just see a little dance. You seen Usher bending over.
You saw the porn.
Yeah, that's what you seen.
And also, by the way, what's wrong with being insecure? And what's wrong with me expressing that I'm insecure?
Nothing.
Because the insecurity is going to express whether I say I'm insecure or not. You're going to tell by my behavior. You're going to tell by certain language I use. All I'm saying is you got to let men be able to express these emotions, because if you don't, they're going to keep them pent up inside. And we've all seen what that leads to. That's going to lead to nothing but toxic masculinity.
My thing is express it, but then what is the solution? Like, if I'm insecure, we need to figure out how to get... work on that. If
conversation with each other,
right?
Therapy.
But I think people just want to vent and express, and let's get to the root of it. Though we have to heal it and fix it.
But the whole thing is in a lot of relationships, people they argue to win, right, and not argue to be on the same side,
not
right?
Argue to
I don't
resolve.
Argue to win. I want to argue.
We
to
need
resolve.
To resolve.
Let's resolve.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no winner. If you win, I lose. This shouldn't be a winner or loser. Mm-hmm. Let's resolve this situation and move on.
Simple as that.
Well, we have Charlena on the phone.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Are you named after Charlemagne the God?
No.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking, Charlamagne. Okay, what's your what'd you think? What's your thoughts?
Okay, well, I feel like her baby father was very insecure about the whole scenario. I mean, if anything, he should have been uplifting her and proud of his woman because how she looked, how she carried herself, she's healthy, she's living, and she just had their baby. I don't understand why he had to broadcast.
We're missing the whole point of the conversation. The whole point of the conversation is, should men be able to express their feelings publicly without being shamed?
Well, he didn't express his feelings, express his insecurities.
That is his feelings! My God! So, a man's insecurities aren't even considered feelings anymore?
No, that was an insecurity, Charlamagne. Seriously.
Men can't be insecure. We can't reserve the right to be insecure.
You know what? You can be insecure, but not at the expense of putting your woman down. So if he would have just said, my woman dancing with Usher made me very insecure because of, legendary sex.
But he kind of ripped apart on the internet.
You're a mom, still your ass apart. Is out. Da, da, da.
Yeah, no. and if she's really not cheating on him at all, which I don't think she is, mm-hmm. it's like you also have to give her that grace. Like, you know what life she's living. She's coming home to you, and she just had a baby, looks damn good, like,
but you hear what y'all just said, and that's what I keep trying to stress. That is the conversation that should have been had. We know it was misplaced aggression.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
We know he didn't care about the mom thing in the outfit. We know his feelings was hurt. Why not teach that brother how to properly express his emotions?
That's what I'm saying. The solution, therapy, somebody, a professional to talk to, this, right. that. Like, if you go to relationship counseling, y'all need to sit down, whatever, you know, but get to the solution. Don't just keep arguing about it.
TJ.
Yo.
What's up, brother? What's your thoughts, man?
Man, so my thoughts is you should be able to express how you feel. I mean, you know, we say, you know, mental health is awareness, but you should be able to say if you don't like something, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you keeping all that bottled up as a man, next thing you know, you lash out on your kid, or you lash out on your wife,
that's
you
right.
lash out at work, like, it just ain't healthy.
It ain't.
Like, I'm raising a young son right now, he turned 5 and in the month. One thing I'm always telling him is, hey, use your voice. If you don't like something, say it.
That's right.
Okay.
Because the reality is, we're going to get there. Meaning that
if
you use your voice, even if you don't say what you really mean, like you said,
it's going to come out.
We're going to get to the root. Uh-huh. That's all we're trying to do is get to the root to heal the problem.
All right. Well, we got a moral of the story.
The moral of the story is men should be able to express their emotions and feelings without being shamed for it. Simple as that.
And women should be able to hoe it up. As long as they're not really like a hoe. As long as it's just innocent hoeing. It's a difference.
No such thing as innocent hoeing. Especially if you're in a relationship.
It was innocent hoeing what she did. And it wasn't even hoeing. I'm on Kiki's side.
You know what? No, that's the kind of crazy stuff men used to say to their women for years. It was just innocent hoeing.
I was
just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
It's 2023.
When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about Tiffany Haddish. If you're trying to shoot your shot at celebrities, well, she's going to give you some tips on how to do so. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club on BET.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.